It's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
And boom! What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome back, goddammit, to another edition. Another edition of Tell Me a Joke, because the guy not chasing the dream. And tonight, man, tonight I am the Maniacal Menace. This is Kyle Smith, as usual. Said the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. Tonight, today, at McLean's Pizzeria, out in fucking the whiteness of the white of the Mandevilles, we got the homie, Kyron Hargrove. How you been, man?
Man, I've been great. And things have just been lining up and falling into place.
Yeah.
Let me show you how things been going for me lately.
Yeah.
How much did I just say my food was?
$30.
All right. Look at that. Look at that right there. Read that out loud.
Yo, wait. We moving. Hold on. Connie sent you $35 from Aunt Constance.
So I just got $35 for graduating 35. 2 days ago.
Oh, come on.
Graduation money just came through. I don't know.
Congratulations on that graduation, my nigga.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Go ahead and throw that out there, man.
Yeah, so that's how
big
timing. Been going for me lately.
Yeah, I seen that. That's
timing,
what's up.
Bro.
It's good to fucking tell you that in person. It's good to tell you, be able to tell you that in person. But yes, my nigga. We on the beat. It's in the water. We on the beat tonight, goddamn it. We out here moving, making some moves, because it was a little noisy upstairs. We won't get flagged for fucking songs
shit.
Yeah, that we not supposed to be playing and shit. So, you know, let's make the move. Everybody, well, I know my mama. I got my mama here tonight. And,
oh, nice.
And
that's amazing,
I got
bro.
Some friends here, and my mama is on it. She's on one tonight. Oh, my God. Oh my God, I can't wait to hear what she has to say after this night, because it's interesting. I brought a friend with me.
So your mom has seen you do stand-up before?
Yeah.
My mom has never seen me do stand-up.
Oh no?
Ever.
Come on. Let's see. All right, so how long you been at stand-up?
I've been doing stand-up since 2007.
Yeah.
I did stand-up for the first time at my high school in North Louisiana for a talent show, and I won. And people felt some kind of way, bro.
What you mean, like bad way or good way? People hating?
Yeah, like they stopped having a talent show. They were like, we're going to go in another direction that's going to reach a broader audience.
Wait, why would they? Why, because you did good. Why did they?
Okay, so there was a guy who, like a local politician whose daughter got in the competition.
Yeah.
To try to, she got in a competition and she lost. She lost handily. She lost handily. It was not a joke.
Hey,
she lost.
Mic covers. Love it.
Nice.
Hey, I'm gonna roll a Bleezy if you'd like to partake in that.
This guy.
You see that face?
I love it.
No. I would like to keep you in there. Oh yeah, no, good.
Corey
it's okay.
Mack, everybody.
Good
this
old Uncle Corey in the
sensei.
Business.
How y'all doing?
Oh man, it's been a fun night
right
tonight.
Right here, man.
Already, right?
Yeah, I appreciate this whole thank you. You got me out of work for 2 days. I was able to come out here and I brought me some candy. I brought me some cotton candy. You see the pink cotton candy that I brought down here? Yeah. It's been a good time. It has been a oof. And I got a nice Airbnb. I appreciate the fruits of our loins, son. You've came a long way and you just keep bringing us up. And it's like, that's what I want comedy to be in the city of New Orleans. I want it to be that, because the shit that I've been hearing is just like, oh, y'all bickering? Why? What
they're
the
not
fuck?
Comedians, bro.
Nah.
Well, no, let me say it right. They are comedians. You know what? I'm not a comedian. I'm an entertainer. And I would rather do that than have a day job.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to pay only attention to getting gigs and working gigs, even shit gigs, as long as it's a gig and that's all I care about. So
yeah.
That I can just not have to do anything other than talk some bullshit
shit.
Into a microphone.
That
that's where I bicker, if that makes sense.
Yeah, this guy, y'all.
You
stay looking young. You stay looking young because you're doing what you want.
What do they say about my man? That's that dude, Ant-Man.
Yeah.
The dude, what's the dude that plays Ant-Man?
Paul Rudd.
Oh, Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. He minds his own fucking business.
Yeah. And he
stays looking
young.
What do you see, Corey Mack? Always generally.
You do be in your own shit. Yeah.
I'm in Facebook jail, dude. Look. First off, I don't even like, I, you know, I love you guys, and when you guys, when I see you, I'm like, dude, tell me everything that's going on in your world, and
yeah.
I'm not giving shit.
Yeah.
Your social media, I do not give a flying fuck about. Because it's a cesspool, right?
Yeah. All right. That's why I'm trying to fucking just get away from it.
See, I can only avoid it when I'm in jail, Facebook jail. So that's why I like trying to be on, I try to be, get myself thrown in it, because I'm, when I'm not there, I get addicted to it, and then I become, then I have internal bickering, and that shit keeps me from moving forward.
Because you start with yourself, because you know, like, man, I don't need to be with this.
Yeah,
no, I know this ain't even me. Why am I giving this shit my attention?
Exactly.
Right.
I think we all go through that thought process at some point. Why am I giving this shit my attention?
Yeah. I've been doing the same thing as well when it comes to, like, putting shit up on like online and everything. It's like, it didn't have to be that way before. So why are people putting so much drive into it being that way now? Like, you have to have so many likes for people to even notice you, or it's like, but if you got all these likes, these niggas still not good. What does that mean? What does that mean? Just because they got these likes,
I'ma
though,
tell you,
these likes are fabricated to me, and I don't appreciate it.
As someone who
I'm being a hater though.
Officially in marketing, and yes. I know Corey, I want you to hear this before you go.
Oh, okay.
I feel like this like shit is because corporations don't want to do the fucking work, and if they know you got all this following, that's less work they got
to
do.
Right. So they don't have to really scout.
So they fucking lazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Right.
I had that in my head.
Frederick told me that. He said, yo, when they be looking for people, he says, yo, they go to your social media and see how many fucking followers you have, and they be like, yeah, we're not dumping no money, nobody don't have no likes.
That's because it's more work they got to put in behind you.
Yeah. Get this, man. Here, hold that. I'm going to roll this up.
And that was just a thought, bro.
I love it. That's how I was thinking. That's how I've been thinking for the longest. And it's just like, man, what the fuck? Like, we get, it's the people that actually put in the work and the talent. It boggles my mind that, like, we get no recognition or nothing like that. You need that fast pace. Oh, nigga, this is some idiotic shit here going on.
Well, exactly.
And this is what feeds the masses, because this is what fucking, this is what keeps people looking in their phone at all times. And it was crazy, because this dude hit me up. I ran into this guy and I told him, I was like, hey, man, I do comedy. I do such and such.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately his thing was, oh, man, what's your channel? You know, what's your channel, man? I'm gonna watch all your shit. And I was like, oh no, I don't do it like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not one of those people to where you're just gonna be able to, like, I ain't got no recurring.
It's
fucking
that microwave shit, dude. Like, it's that microwave shit, because people, like, it's the reason they call it ADD generation.
God, I love it. Okay.
You know, it's the reason they call it that, because people have gotten so stuck on this microwave shit to the point to where if they can't get what they need, this instant gratification in the first 13 seconds.
Yeah.
They're not trying, like, I'm gonna be honest, I don't wanna have to get your attention in 10 seconds, because that means you're not really listening to what I'm saying to understand me. You're listening to give a reaction or a response.
Right.
You ain't listening for the right reasons.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're not really listening, you hearing me, but you ain't listening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the whole thing that I'm trying to get with my poetry when I pass it by. When I'm like, yeah, I have all this imagery here, but motherfucker, just listen. If besides looking at the colorful shit, because that's what you want. You want to see some colorful shit. I'll show you some colorful shit, but motherfucker, I need you to listen, though. Yeah. Don't leave it on mute. Listen to what's happening.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to get that across to people, because I'm not just doing some flashy shit. I'm also saying something.
Yeah.
And most people, they don't give a fuck that you're saying something. Nowadays, they don't, like, when I've been, especially because I've been into getting deeper into this fucking suck-ass rap scene that we got. And it's just like, what the fuck are y'all saying? I get what y'all saying, but it's not.
You ain't talking about nothing.
Yeah, you're not helping nobody. What's up?
Can you do me a favor? Not yet, but when we get started, I'd like you to come up, do the first 5 minutes, and then say, ladies and gentlemen, all right, coming to the stage, your host and MC for the night, Corey Mack.
Oh, yeah.
And,
hell yeah.
And make sure y'all eat and drink and be merry. And make sure
I ordered some food while I go.
Yeah, my mama got
some. Yeah. Okay, awesome. I ordered a calzone and some calzone and some other shit.
Sweetness.
Yeah. That bitch, and I'll let you know when we get started.
All right.
I'm guessing it's about 10 minutes maybe, max.
Yeah.
All right. It's been enough time.
Bring it up.
Fuck yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Corey Mack. To bring this back full circle to what Kyle was talking about earlier. Corey Mack, I think I met him in like 2014 or so, after I had come down here. So 7 years between the time I met him and the time I started. I was fucking terrible when I started. I was not good. I was good, but I was not good. I was hacky as hell. You know what I mean? And like,
you
I just
see that though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of self-reflection and a lot of, oh, there's something crawling on me. But you know what? Hey, it's all good. I'm going to keep the interview going. There was some, you know, I was good, but I was not good. You know what I mean? I was trying to do too much.
How long have you been at it?
2008 was official. So it was official in 2008. I went to a band camp in Arkansas.
You went to a band camp?
Yeah, and it
because
was.
Because you play an instrument.
I was, yeah, I played tuba.
You played tuba, my nigga?
Yeah, I played tuba since sixth grade. I still play. Nigga. I can play now.
I don't think I've ever known that you played tuba.
Yeah, bro. I was a band geek hard, man. Tuba. Okay. And I used to be dancing with my shit and jumping around and all this and that. It was crazy. But
extra flair, of course.
I went to a band camp and there was like 51 or 52 competitors and I got second out of everybody. And that's when I was like, all right, I want to do this.
Crushing the competition.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want to do this. Because like it was a whole, like it hit me that I didn't know none of these kids. I was in Arkansas.
Right.
So I didn't know none of these kids. And I killed the whole crowd, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when some
what did
the,
you play?
I played tuba, but I'm saying like.
No. What did you play on the tuba?
Oh man, we used to play like. So when the school I went to, it was a PWI. It was a
what
predominantly white institution.
Oh, all right.
Well, Ruston High is technically like 50-50 or 52-48.
Yeah.
But we played drum corps music, which is like white music.
Yeah.
But we would always
that shit moves.
Stepping and walking. You can't see me if you're listening to this, but I'm walking with my hips to the side, like those bands be doing on SEC. But we would always break off. Like they would always be like, you know, four black dudes and one white dude.
Yeah.
And a random chick with a drum that would break off and want to play. You know what I mean? And we would play our own
y'all
shit.
Y'all would be that guy.
We would be those guys. Yeah.
Ah, that's
we'd be those
hilarious guys.
The bandmates would be like, hey, listen, I'm getting calls from boosters at 2 a.m. after the football games because they're upset. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, they'll be all right. But now looking back at it, I'm like, yo, bro, if you got people that's going to call your phone at 2 a.m. and
two
go crazy over what some 15, 16 year olds is doing.
We making some
you don't need to be taking. First off, you don't need to be taking money from these crazy ass psychopaths.
No.
They're crazy, and they know you have a wife and a child. They're crazy. You don't need to be taking money from these people. Like I don't even feel bad for you.
You're
like
trying to keep things segregated, sir.
Yeah, like
you sound like a person that still say colored. No,
like, stop entertaining these people.
2 a.m.
You know what I mean? He's like, y'all just, you know, but I ain't gonna lie, Mr. Moss was down. He was cool. Mr. Moss, let me tell you how down, how cool, funny Mr. Moss was. This dude, whenever we moved around as a band, he would go rob, and we would all go rob behind him. If you know what that's from, you know what it's from. But like, we can't. I don't know if we can say that. But
with South Park?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's from South. It's from South Park. But he would go rob. All right, everyone, let's go rob. We would all say it back.
That's hilarious.
But nobody knew what it was. It was like his silent F you to the people who would always like freak out over stupid shit. But Mr. Moss, I found out later, when I went to Grambling State, that Mr. Moss was one of the only white percussionists in Dr. Purnell's band, the band director. No, he played snare drum. He played the drum. He was one of the only white percussionists for Dr. Purnell, who was the Grambling State band director, and has been the Grambling State band director for forever. I hope he's still alive. I don't keep up with up there anymore since I'm not up there, but, you know.
This is very interesting. I don't think many people knew this about you.
Yes, I was a band geek. Still am. I have a very, very, very good ear for music.
Man, so would you be at? How does that transfer over to stringed instruments?
Stringed. I mean, I know what's in key and what's not. What sounds good and what doesn't. What blends well and what doesn't.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't play any stringed instruments. I've been told that it would be really easy for me to learn bass because I learned on a bass instrument.
Yeah,
I can automatically read bass music.
Yeah.
So if I would just need to learn what strings was what notes, and then I would be able to play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, probably, you know, the technique, the finger technique and the grip, the hold, all the slide,
right,
the minutia of the things. But
As far as reading the music, it would be no real, it would be all carryover. It would be no real learning curve. Because shit. I can read bass clebble, bass clef already.
Yeah. Oh man, I tried learning. Like my mom, she plays piano and all that. She picks up the bass and she just plays by ear and shit. And that's one of the things that I want to be able to do is to get a musical instrument, because it's like another language. You know, I'm not, fuck language for the time being, but Spanish would be the way to go. But you know, a musical instrument, just to be able to speak differently through sounds, and know what the fuck I'm doing, that's the level I want to get to. Yes. When things tap in finally like that, it feels amazing. When you're finally capable of doing something that is difficult that you know not everybody can do, like comedy. Like motherfuckers exactly. swear that they can do it, but once they get on stage and be like, oh, this is a lot harder than I thought.
This is a whole thing.
Yeah.
This is a whole, I have to know the temperature of the room.
Yeah.
If I want to change it, if it should be changed, where right. I'm going to go with it when I change it. I needed everything.
I switched some jokes around just because I saw this room here. I was like, oh, there's no black folks besides family? All right, so this is what I'm going to say here.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure this goes down, and I might not have to do this at the end.
Well, see, and that all that whole thought process, and I haven't had that thought process yet. I generally have it not right before I go up, maybe 15 minutes before I go up.
Yeah.
When I know that nobody else is going to come popping in the room. Like, when I know, okay, this is my core crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I know like, it's not filling up no more. Then I'll do that assessment. But just that in itself, like I said, I used to be bad at comedy. Like, I didn't even used to do that assessment. Funny thing, for the first few years you knew me, I never wrote a joke. I would go on stage and just freestyle.
Oh, you fucking Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, that shit?
I would just go on stage and freestyle, and I learned, you know, even though I was funny.
I believe I knew that about you.
Even though it was funny,
yeah,
I felt like there was no real connection in my jokes. There was no glue, no string between my jokes. So I felt like it was just a bunch of random, you know, laughs. It was chaos.
At some point, I had to realize that eventually the jokes that I have, I'm gonna have to recite them more than once.
Yeah.
Because the shit that I would do, I'd be like, yeah, that got a good laugh. All right, on to the next one. And it's like, no, nigga, you gotta flesh that shit out. You gotta see what works and what works where. And I was always one of those people who's like, all right, once I got a joke down to the point to where I think it's good, I would just move on to the next one. And it's like, no, there's no need to move on to the next one. You can still build if you'd like.
That's amazing.
If you need to, but you still need to work on that one joke. Just don't leave it and think that it's done, because it ain't ever sharp. I mean, it ain't ever sharp as it could be. You can keep sharpening that motherfucker, and it can get Gensu knife, you know? Like, that's what I agree wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm. I agree wholeheartedly, because I will say, I used to have it in my mind. I'm pretty sure I know this is why it goes into what I said about me, you know, not writing. I used to have it in my mind, I don't want anybody to see me do a joke twice or more than, I don't want anybody to see me and be like, oh, I know what this guy's doing already. And I mean, I still kind of feel that way a little bit, but I do it more responsibly.
And see, the thing is,
you know what I mean? I use it to create new jokes.
What helped me was with that, as not everybody's even going to remember, especially even if they come back the next week. Like, I don't remember what I said last week.
Exactly.
So you think they going to remember what you said? And so it's like, oh, man, you don't even remember my name.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, somebody, Red Bean, and I'm going to say a lot here, but you know, I'm the type, I never back down for what I'm saying. I stand on what I say. I did not like Red Bean for a long time. I tolerate him now, and because I'm older and I understand, I'm gonna get into why I didn't like him. But
I have the same feelings as well.
I said something around him to somebody else about me not writing, and he was like, yeah, don't ever tell nobody you don't write. He was like, if a more experienced comedian, he said it, or older comedian, or a serious, a paid comedian, he said that, they're gonna think you ain't serious about the craft. And I was just like, all right, whatever, you know, but I felt what he was saying in a way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So here's why I said I didn't really fuck with him. I don't really, you know. So I was at Encore. You remember when they were doing the thing at Encore where you would go up there? You know what I'm talking about already.
Yeah.
Where Johnny Rock was hosting.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who don't know, they had a show at this place called Encore. We would go, we'd perform. It was like a competition. It was a competition.
Yeah.
You would get the steak and potato, you know, for free if you win. And then the next week you come and you headline, You get like $50 or something like that, and you headline for like 10 minutes or something. And so one night I went and I did well. It was one of my finer nights. And I remember because I had stopped doing this weird shit I was doing at the time. I had this weird thing I would do where I would tell people to pick a number, and I would like, I had all these jokes attached to certain numbers.
I remember that shit.
Right? So
I remember that.
I had just stopped doing that, and I went up there and I like killed it, and I got off stage and I saw Red Bean, and I knew, like, I didn't know the guy, but I knew he got laughs a lot, right? So I knew he was, you know, somebody. And I was like, he was like, hey, man, good job. And I was like, all right, appreciate it, man. Because you know how people are always saying good job to you when you walk off stage.
Yeah.
People in the crowd, other comedians.
Yeah.
And he was like, good job, man. I was like, oh, appreciate it, man. And he shook my hand. As he shook my hand, he held me. He goes,
that snap thing.
See, he did the weird-ass snap thing.
Yeah.
He goes, but hey. No, he said it before he snapped. He said, clap. He clapped, grabbed my hand. He goes, great job, man. But hey, look, next time, iron them pants. And then he snapped. And I was like, I'm gonna be honest, where my mind immediately went to was like, you telling me to like make sure I look good for these white people.
Yeah.
Right? Because you know how Encore is. It's 95% white.
Yeah.
Right? The performers are like 80% white.
Yeah.
85.
Makes it an easy crowd.
Right? Yeah. It's just like, it was too many dots to connect. That was just like right there laid out. And when he, like, especially when he said it, I was just like, yo, you don't know me. I was young as fuck at the time, dude.
Yes,
I was 21, maybe 22.
Yeah.
No, I was 22, bro. I was like, yeah, appreciate it, man. I was like, yo, how you know? And then he was like, what's up? I was like, never mind, don't worry about it. Because like in my mind, I was like, yo, you don't know me. I could be anybody. I'm not from here. I could be a serial killer. I could be any fucking body, right? It's dudes in here that's doing stand up about like crazy shit happened to them and how they gotta do this so that they don't hurt nobody. I could be one of those weirdos. Like, you don't know me, right? I could be one of them, all my friends are dead people. Like, you don't fucking know.
Juice World this shit.
Yeah, but he was just like, he said that shit and I was just like, what? That's some shit to say to a dude, right? And then what, but I was like, you know what? I'm tripping. Cause you know, my favorite rapper was Kanye.
Yeah.
So I used to like, If I feel like I'm right about something, I'm fighting for the right cause, I'm gonna just go OD.
Okay.
Right? So I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm tripping. I'm tripping. I go to Comedy Gumbo.
Yeah.
Like a week later, he gave me some weird ass introduction. Like, I don't even know exactly what he said, but it was just some shit like, yeah, y'all give it up for this little bald dude, don't nobody know, basically. And it was like from dude up the street somewhere. Like, it was like, just like, yeah, y'all don't know this dude. He ain't nobody.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I'm going to kick this nigga in the stomach.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I really felt like I was going to kick this dude in the stomach. But yeah, y'all got to excuse Kyle. Kyle's getting called by a person. He's getting a business call. And I've had those things as well, so. I'm gonna be taking over for the next 10 seconds. This has been an intermission. Kylan, your boy.
Yeah.
Funny Hargrove.
This in the car.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, man, I just was like, yo, I'm gonna kick this dude in the stomach. Like, there's no other option. I gotta kick this nigga in the stomach. Then I was like, nah. I'm gonna get on stage and I'm gonna just roast him in his own house. And I was like, nah, don't do that either. Cause this dude is real nice over here. I later found out his name was Nature Boy. Dude's real nice. I don't want to have to punch him in his face.
Duh.
Right? And I was like, nah, man. And so I ended up just going up there and killing it. And then when I killed it, he got ready to come up here and get the mic back.
It's locked?
It is indeed locked, people. Sometimes the door is locked and you got to hit the button an extra time to unlock the door.
She go with my keys.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Something just
I think happened. Somebody just fell. Somebody's asking somebody if they're okay. I'm pretty sure somebody was walking or skateboarding, rollerblading maybe, and fell. Who just fell? Maybe a little girl fell off a bicycle.
You ready?
Remember when you was little? When you was little and you fell off a bicycle, it hurt more than anything in the world for like a whole 2 minutes and 1 second. And then after that, you was back flying on that bike again. Comedy in life is like that. Sometimes it's gonna hurt. It's gonna feel like the worst thing of all time. It was her.
Oh
no! You should definitely go check on her.
Yeah, we're gonna pause this and we're gonna come back to it after a short
comedy session.
My girl fell at my graduation dinner in front of everybody literally 2 days ago. That's really, really ironic that happened.
We'll be right back, but it won't be like we left at all. But yeah, we'll be good.
What up, folks? We got ads. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Do you feel like you are stuck in a dinner rut? With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients with mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip all those trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. You can now enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. With over 25 recipes to choose from each week, there is something for everyone to enjoy. All recipes are designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Now, if you ain't never had HelloFresh, you need to check it out. Because I've checked some things out, and man, this crispy buffalo spice chicken with blue cheese sauce, scallion mashed potatoes, and roasted carrots. Come on, who wouldn't want that? Look, Gouda Vibe Burgers? Gouda Vibes Burgers. Okay? With tomato onion jam and potato wedges. I don't know about the onion jam, but the potato wedges, Gouda, I love me some Gouda. All right, so go to the link in our show notes to get $80 off, including free shipping on HelloFresh, the number one meal kit. HelloFresh.
And boom, back at it. God damn it.
Oh my God.
How are y'all? A lot has How's happened. Everybody? It's so much has gone down.
And I'm so much more lit. I'm drunk.
Hell yeah, brother. I mean that in the white way.
Megan has shown up.
Also,
I was very Guy Fieri.
To bring to the podcast, because it's about to get crazy now, because we've just had a great time. But we'd like to bring on Keegan motherfucking Connor. Good to see you, Keegan.
Oh,
how you been, dude? I love the mustache.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and also congratulations on your child that you have.
Yeah, I put a lot of work into it.
I'm very happy Keegan dropped by the podcast, especially on my episode.
Yes.
Keegan is, I told you earlier on in the podcast, I don't care about going 10 toes down on saying stuff. Like, I don't back down on saying stuff.
No.
Keegan, you're my favorite white comedian.
Keegan is a motherfucker that does not back down.
Keegan is my favorite white comedian.
Oh, shit. It's like a fucking...
I would say that and can't nobody... Like,
it's like a Johnny Cash moment when I won't back down. Is that Johnny Cash?
No, that's Tom Petty.
Thank you. Okay. I appreciate that.
No.
I tried.
That's
as much whiteness as I could get out into this podcast as possible.
Yeah, no, white. I get it. That's me like saying it's like, was that Jay Z or was that?
Was that Nas? Was that Nas? Or was that Jay Z?
Like, oh, yeah, it was alluded. Well, like
Nas.
It's like no, it's a different white guy. Black guy. You know, it definitely wasn't shit. George Zimmerman in Standard Ground.
Keegan, since you're here, how long have you been doing comedy for?
About 4 years. About
four years. Oh, you crossed the threshold like Catchy. Catchy's on her fourth year.
I say about four going on five. I mean, there was a... I don't know if you guys remember the pandemic.
Count the pandemic. So 5 years.
I guess 5 years.
Yeah, if you were still creative during the pandemic, you're good. You made a child.
That's a child.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the ultimate creation.
That's creation, my nigga.
That's the ultimate creative. Like, don't make
you
want to
hear.
You
want to hear the worst joke that I wrote about it?
Besides miscarriage.
Oh, the, no, yeah, no, no, the,
not
that
the,
one.
Yeah,
no,
no, no, no,
no, no.
Oh, that was an actual
No,
joke.
This
okay.
one is worse.
Okay,
oh,
yeah.
Because, let's see.
Run it.
This girl came to visit.
Uh-huh.
It was during the George Floyd protest.
Oh, shit.
So
okay.
So this is not a good, this is a bad joke. My first joke telling onto a truck. Because during the pandemic, I was like, all right,
you
okay.
telling jokes on a truck bed or something?
Yeah, in the bed of a truck.
Where?
In Chicago.
What were you doing?
In Chicago.
Oh, okay.
One of the first jokes I was like, yeah, I just had a kid during the George Floyd protest.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, it's like, it lasted 8 minutes and 40 seconds. 46
you
seconds inside
stupid
of her.
Ass.
Oh, I was like, but I created a life. And the anti-Derek Chauvin.
Oh, shit.
I like it. And they all groaned. They all groaned. And I was like, yeah, you should, I guess. This is, I don't know. I kind of like it in a way.
Hey, because it's you, Keegan. Yeah, that is exactly.
He Keegan
that. I liked it. But because it's you, that fits your persona. Like I sometimes like to dabble with shit like that, and I have a Kobe Bryant joke that I threw out in Baton Rouge at the station out there, coming too close to the pussy. I become a helicopter parent.
Yeah.
Not like Kobe Bryant, but I'll be aware, you know? It worked. It worked really well. I'm like, oh, but it worked in the sense of like everybody was like, oh.
Yeah.
But then people were like, bitch, that's good though. That's good. And they still kind of like laughed it up. And you know, that's the life lessons of actual comedy. It's like, this joke it could possibly, especially nowadays, it could possibly cancel the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Or it could be the best thing I've ever wrote.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any jokes like that.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that I think because for a while I was so worried about my people finding my comedy and shit, that I would just talk about generic things.
Meaning your actual family members following your comedy?
To the point to where now I'm like, when I talk about rawer things, like I still don't give a fuck, but I like my comedy is clean, but I'm still being raw in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And which is weird for me because you know how much I cuss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I just try to minimize.
Yeah. Because I didn't get picked for some shit. They had a thing. The Juneteenth thing in Atlanta.
You've done quite a bit of competitions.
Well, they had the Juneteenth thing, and I didn't get picked for it, and I was like, you know what? I was cussing on my audition reel. Maybe I should dial that back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you're right, I have done a lot of them.
That makes things difficult when it comes.
So
I didn't get a call back on my Juneteenth. I thought that was weird.
I'm going to holler at the council.
Yeah, there you go.
I wound up going to work on Juneteenth
last
year, and I was like, you know what? All right.
Bro, let me tell you what my fucking company did last year.
Yeah.
Last year, they told us that Juneteenth is a fucking holiday for the company now.
What?
For all black people in the company, anybody black that want to take off for Juneteenth?
Yeah.
If you want to, take off as a paid day off.
Come on, a payday?
Blew my fucking mind, dude.
Oh, son, that's that reparation shit
Blew my fucking mind.
That's, we feel bad, fool. That's that.
I was like, yo,
that's
I like
that's
company.
Like white celebrities coming on TV and saying I'm sorry for no reason.
Keegan, it's 11. Let me tell you something, Keegan. It's 11:11 right now, okay?
Oh, I'm just
if you ever want to sound
11:11. Juneteenth.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
I guess not going to be yelling for no reason.
Don't do that. Go ahead. Man, if you hollering at a girl.
Oh no, that's trying to. If I'm hollering.
Thank you. If you hollering at a girl, you wanna sound woke.
Yeah.
Be like, hey baby. I thought it was 11. You ask what time it is, be like, I thought it was 11:11. You can't shout out of heaven.
Damn.
You can't shout out of heaven at your boy. Saying 11:11, you know what I'm saying? That symbolizes gates of heaven and shit. They columns.
Oh,
so
fuck.
Girl gonna think you woke as fuck.
But yeah, but if
it's gonna overshadow.
If she hears columns straight up, and she's black, she's gonna think I'm saying something about a plantation, right?
Hey, Kiki, my brother's gonna love you, son. This is good. Oh, man. I can't wait. I can't wait till this comes.
I did not think
my brother
that.
Loves shit like that. It's like, motherfuckers get butthurt from words and shit, and people's like, you shouldn't say that. Motherfuckers just talking. Let a nigga talk, goddammit.
I say that every day to my mom. Word for word. I said that to her, and let's see. Oh, my first communion.
Let a nigga talk, goddammit.
Because I tried to convince my parents that I should go up for my first communion with a lime green FUBU jersey, baseball jersey.
Oh, shit.
And they're like, you can't do
that.
That
is the most
gangster shit. Not in Catholicism, you can't.
No, especially, sir. Well, not, yes. Yeah, well,
was
yeah.
Like 12? How old was you?
No, my first communion, I wasn't 12. maybe my, like, fourth communion. But, But
you was like nine.
No, it's like eight. First or second grade, shit like that.
Yeah, you was like yeah. 8 years old. Oh yeah.
Did you
yeah.
make your confirmation?
Keegan said, man,
no,
bitch,
I never
down.
Did that. I
never
that.
Got to mine either.
Keegan said, I'm day one, nigga. Like, day, yeah, yeah.
But I've my brother has made his, and I was like, oh, I've missed mine. I missed my confirmation.
I didn't get confirmed either. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Huh? No, but well, yeah, confirmed. You had to like, you had to pick a, I don't know, some pedophile saint's name Hello. As your name.
Jesus Christ! And, oh yeah, with the fucking thing.
And like,
Jesus Christ. You threw me. Yeah. I thought when you said saints, I'm thinking about the players. I'm like,
oh, yeah,
damn,
yeah.
That's a
you
whole
have to pick
kind
like
of
a name like Marcus Colston.
That's a whole other kind of
or Jim Everett.
Manly Dan Sharper or something like that. Stupid. You gotta pick a
stupid ass.
Yeah, no, he's been condemned, Sharper. I think.
He's been condemned. Oh, yeah, he condemned him. Yeah.
So how have y'all been
good
feeling
job.
About comedy since that the pandemic and everything? Like how y'all feel about Zooms?
I hate
Zoom.
Comedy.
I haven't done
Zoom,
Zoom comedy.
I've they like some people.
I heard
are
they're very beneficial though.
Very beneficial from certain Zooms.
I heard but you then, get booked.
Yeah,
shit up
and you
quick.
Get money.
I heard
you get money.
Wait, like, you getting Bitcoin and shit?
Not Bitcoin.
So you're talking about
Dogecoin
for real?
No, motherfuckers get booked
for
fucking
weird.
Zoom shows and actually they actually get like paid broke off and shit just because you know. I mean, that was the only form of entertainment.
No, I get Zoom for, like, very strictly joke writers.
Yeah.
Like, somebody who's just, like, I think Zoom can work for, like, especially one-liner comics.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, here's, like, whether it's just a one-liner, like, here's setup punch.
All right. I've done a few Zooms, and it's...
I feel
it's
like I should
very,
do this
it's very beneficial.
Yo, did I give one of y'all my weed pen?
Yes, it's still over here.
Yeah.
It's very beneficial to the point to where it's
I told
like,
him to give it back.
Yo, gentlemen.
Oh,
thank y'all.
No,
oh, appreciate
you,
y'all.
You
know what's up.
Thank y'all.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I took off 2 days.
Come
for
back
this.
And do a longer set next month. Let's break you off. Same.
I took off 2 days for you, nigga. Of course that I got a show. Let's get it. I'm off.
Dude, I had a kid and moved here for the show.
<He's> like, he's so I had stupid. A kid and moved here for your show.
Yeah. He had an accidental baby.
I'm gonna be ready to do the thing next time too. I'm gonna be ready. Straight up.
Boom. And that's how money works.
Then I'm gonna make you do that. I'll just get you up for a set. So.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
When I go somewhere else, that'd be fun. When
what?
You're here. Yeah, that'd be fun.
We're gonna go road trip. Okay.
Life
by the way,
will
if
come.
Anybody's
we're
not
doing
investing,
it.
I got a Thursday night comedy night, man. I do it by myself. I do a 30-minute set. Well, 20 to 30-minute set. We got
Destin,
locals and a lot of tourists.
Is that what's happening? Destin? When?
Destin
every Thursday?
Thursday
night? Every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Every
Thursday. All right. We're just in Alabama.
I go. You can ride. You got a place to stay in Pensacola.
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
I can only give you about 50 to 100 bucks for that. Right now,
it's still a good environment, right though.
Yeah, for the sake, you know what
that's
the fucking vibes in Destin.
But you will eat.
Pensacola,
you got a place to stay. You got
the
a
vibes,
yeah.
Bro.
I wouldn't ask y'all. I'm not asking you to come out there. I'm saying if you're
right. No,
yeah,
I know the reason why you're throwing it out there.
Yeah,
that's how
yeah.
that's how
the,
I
you know
feel right there. Yeah,
but that's a
fucking right.
And you get
it's
to face out
because the reality is they pay me for the show,
yes,
and I'm splitting what I make.
You're the funniest man up there.
And thank you, man.
Right on, bro.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, good to see you. I want to see you again.
Love it.
Sometime.
Definitely.
Right
I'll be
on,
around.
Bro.
Fuck yeah.
What,
I love it.
Do you have a card or something?
I don't. You can maniacalminutes.com.
That guy was pretty funny too. You're okay.
You're okay.
I don't have a card.
What's your brother's name? This one here.
Keegan. Oh,
no.
Kyle D.
Kyle Smith.
You on Facebook, Kyle Smith?
Yeah, you can find me Kyle Smith on Facebook on Maniacal Minutes. If you can
spell
Maniacal.
Where do you play? You play in Houston or what?
Houston. I'll be all over, really.
Right
I just came down for this week because of that.
People come
for
me.
So the more I get up, the more
you're
places I'll be.
Bro. You're so creative.
Thank you.
You know,
All you guys are funny, you know, and I admired the shit out of you guys getting up there and fucking.
This guy, what he does is real unique.
No, I gotta give him a name. What he does is real unique. Yeah, but you fucking thank rock. You, I told you that earlier, but you fucking rock, bro.
Thank you.
To the future.
Definitely. Hey, that keeps me going. That's motivation right there. Fuck yeah.
Hey, I'm about to light the guys tonight.
Yeah.
That's definitely Tom Arnold right there.
That guy is me in 5 years.
No, Keegan, I don't believe you're going to stop.
He's moving with the bullies.
You're not
going to
stop.
He was in the movie with the bullies.
Should I let him know that he's going to be on my podcast and this is amazing?
Oh, man. That was dope.
Cash App. I have Venmo as well.
It doesn't matter.
What's your
overall,
name? I can send you.
If I paid everybody in different apps, it would cost me like
$3. Yeah. Now I can send you my Venmo. I befriend you on Venmo.
So it doesn't matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do not
endorse Venmo, nor do we endorse any of the other apps. We're just using what we have to use. Use whatever you have to use.
I didn't even know you could do that.
I just want to say that Kyron supports.
Hold on. Because I pulled Venmo up so I can get weed.
Bill Gates at all costs.
Putting all my fucking pay app.
At all costs.
And scans. Woody Allen.
Yeah. It seems it's intense. It's a bit much. At all costs?
At all costs.
You know what kind of costs come up?
Even at Microsoft 96.
Oh, shit. I do not support Bill Gates at the cost of my booty hole.
Oh, shit. I found out how to Venmo scan shit, man.
Oh,
get the fuck out of my face.
Hey, do you know how to do this thing?
We're back with the
Monopoly. I don't know. I think you do. I'm not trying to zap your fucking phone.
Like, what if I had to pay with like...
Red Bean gave me this thing. Apparently, you just... Do you have
that thing so I can fucking get your jokes and shit.
I don't know if it's jokes or whatever, but...
It sends a link tree.
I think it just picks up my Instagram.
Yeah, it sends a link tree to all your information.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, he set me up with that shit, but he never gave me...
Yeah, he sent me a link to that. But then I just saw him, like, not too long ago.
My mama's so retarded. All right. Yeah, I love my mama.
She
Is she my cousin?
The bartender?
No.
No, the girl you just gave.
Michaela? No, she's just a friend.
Everybody knows her from me.
Yeah. Oh. Dude, I feel like you're trying to fuck everybody today.
No, I'm not.
Like, hey, what happened to that girl who, what that?
No.
Hey, what's up? What was that girl that was like really nice when she gave me alcohol that I paid for?
What? Who was that?
I don't know. The bartender.
Oh, just now. Yeah. Oh.
This dude, man.
I don't know. Then we just met these people.
I get what he's doing.
Yeah.
I get what he's doing. That shit's funny.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, who's that bartender I just met to give me alcohol? Yeah, that one. I want to fuck her.
That's
Kyra. He's saying I'm a big one of these. I'm a big one of those.
Big microphone condom.
Yeah.
I forgot to use one. And
it's okay.
This guy's the one with the kid. I'm kid free.
Yeah. I'm the one with the real virus.
You know what's funny? There's a young lady.
Parasite?
Having a baby this week.
Who's having one?
A girl, my ex. She cheated on me and got pregnant.
Whoa.
But she was a real nigga enough.
Damn.
To say that it was the dude with the other dudes, even though the other dude was in a way worse situation than me.
Yeah.
She could have like put that baby on me, man, and like fucked me up, but she didn't. She was a real nigga about saying, the baby is his.
That's
and
nice.
I was like, oh, damn, that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Mentally,
that would be opportunistic.
Mentally, nigga, that'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
Mentally, that'll fuck you up. And that's nice that she did that. I'm glad that y'all are here. Ooh, we're going to play this game real quick.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, I'm glad because... Just because it'll probably get even more hectic after this. And
let's
to close this
it.
Out, because I'm y'all, winning. And I thank y'all for fucking being on this. And Keegan, when I come back, we're going to have our own little special one. Or I'll probably bring Kyron back and we'll have a quieter spot. And then we'll really get into it. But I want to play this because I didn't get to play this with the last person that I was with Ketchy, which it really didn't matter.
Yeah.
Ketchy, me and Ketchy had a great conversation. But I want to play this game called Be One, Raise One, Sell One, Fuck One.
Oh,
okay?
Be
all right.
One, raise one, sell one, fuck one.
You gotta be one of them. You gotta raise one of them.
Oh.
You have to sell one of them, and you gotta fuck one of them. Okay?
I already hate all these options.
This good, is, good, good.
This is,
yes.
This is extreme.
And all your right. options are. Let's your just your choices it. Are.
I'm jumping right
you
in.
Have a mermaid, you have a Mexican, you have a mogwai, and you have a manatee.
Times, what's a mogwai?
A mogwai is Gizmo.
Which Gizmo? Oh,
you
Gizmo.
You put the water on them, they turn into gremlins.
Water, grizzly? All right.
Bet.
Bet,
that's Gizmo.
Bet,
yeah.
Okay.
Bet. And what's the last one?
A mogwai, a manatee and a Mexican. Manatee.
Mogwai, manatee,
yeah.
A Mexican, and yeah. a mermaid.
Mermaid, mogwai, manatee, Mexican. And you gotta be one, you gotta raise one of them, you gotta sell one of them, you gotta fuck one of them. Oh, I love your facial expressions, Keegan.
All right, thank you. All
right. Keegan's giving us the dad looks right now, like, yeah. Oh, fuck, I gotta do math homework with my son.
All right, bitch. Check yeah. this out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be the Mexican.
You're gonna be the Mexican, okay.
I'm gonna be the Mexican.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck the mermaid.
You gonna fuck the mermaid, okay, I like it.
I'm gonna raise the mogwai.
You gonna raise the mogwai. I like it, okay.
And I'm gonna sell the manatee to SeaWorld.
Okay. All right, you can do
I'm
that.
I'm raising the mogwai. I know ain't no, if I sell the mogwai, somebody gonna do some fucked up crazy shit to
yeah, me. Yeah, that's
and
true.
And fuck us all.
True.
I trust myself
that's
to
possible.
Not fuck up. And yeah. if I do fuck up, I know what I'm going to do to it. If I fuck up one of the things, I'm going to just chop them up and kill them.
That is the
or
safest route to take.
I'm going to trap them and sell the little evil one to some shit to somebody. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know I trust myself with the little mogwai more than I trust a random lab.
That is right? the safest route to take.
And then the manatee.
Oh, that's good.
People buy, who the fuck would, I'm going to sell the manatee to like Mike Tyson or something. I'm going to be like, Mike, remember when you had the tiger? Manatee,
boom.
Nigga.
Manatee.
I'm saying, oh, I'm going to sell it to one of these rappers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The little dudes who saying it's just water. It's just water.
Christopher Columbus, fuck
I'm
this.
I'm going to sell it to them dudes. Whatever. I'm selling the manatee to one of the rappers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sell them, when I sell the manatee, I'm going to be like, you got to get a manatee chain with it.
And
then you put this manatee. Put this manatee in your fucking rhymes and make a metaphor out of this shit.
Boom.
They gonna buy that shit.
The upsell.
My mermaid bitch gonna co-sign me because she gonna be like, I've been training a little manatee
out
nigga.
There like a siren.
All day.
Singing to these niggas,
you
bringing them in.
Just don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the mermaid can't get pregnant on top of that. I don't think she can.
Hey.
Either she can't or she's super, super fertile.
It's your fantasy.
Because fish.
I'm not sure.
Fish have a bunch of eggs.
You honestly, right? son, you've just broken another barrier because we've never gotten to the aspect of what if this mermaid get pregnant.
Yeah, because see, either
you
she
a Mexican
can't get
that impregnated a mermaid. So you're going to have a Mexican water baby.
Mm. All right, if she can't get pregnant, I'm going to have like 17 kids instantly. Because
true.
Remember, fish have a bunch of eggs.
Understand that.
Right?
When
Which
you
technically,
have,
that's regular for Mexicans.
But it's a mermaid, though. But that's true.
It's
okay.
going to be a mermaid.
And
dang,
the border ain't got shit on them. The border ain't got shit on them because they swimming over all of that. Like, they're excellent swimmers. Once you got, if you got a Mexican mermaid,
they would
like,
be, they perfect.
You can't stop a Mexican mermaid from getting into America.
They're
automatically
always,
gonna
they
get in.
They're always gonna have a job. It's gonna be a Mexi-maid.
A Mexi-maid.
Wow. That sounds like a great company that I would hire.
That I would hire. You so stupid.
Get it made with the Mexi-maid.
We get it made with the Mexi-maid. It's like a half price Mexican.
Hey, you know what? Wait. You know what the catchphrase is? What's the catchphrase?
He's
like, get it made with Mexican made. Yeah, man.
Oh shit! That's cancel culture right there.
Man.
I love all of that. Oh, that felt good. All right, Keegan. All right, Keegan, it's your turn.
All right. What am I doing?
What's your choices?
All right, first off.
Yeah.
Sell the Mexican. Yeah. Because ew.
I knew it. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh shit.
A lot of people pay for that.
Yeah, they do. They took our jobs.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right.
What?
You got to be one, you got to raise one, you got to fuck one.
Oh, boy. I feel I'll fuck the Mogwai. Because I feel like even if I get it wet with cum, it's not going to turn into a
gremlin. It's only after midnight.
Oh, I'm going to beat off all over the Mogwai.
Don't feed it after midnight.
Wait, that means you're going to be a manatee?
Well, dude, you know, being a manatee.
Wait, but he's got a mermaid and he's got a manatee. You need to be.
Yeah, all right, fucking a Mogwai.
Fucking the Mogwai.
Who are you?
Who am I? Yeah, exactly. I ask myself every time. All right. I'm leaning towards being a manatee. I gotta lay on my back and just avoid boat propellers. That's it. I can do that. I get to hang out.
Oh, I'm a manatee.
I'm a be a fucking manatee. I'll be a fat fucking sea cow. I'll just hang out and eat.
It's got man in the title, and then you'll fuck a mermaid. Is that what it is?
No, I'm gonna fuck the Mogwai.
You're fucking the Mogwai. You're selling. You raising. Wait.
Yeah, if I'm
he's a fucking
about
why
you wouldn't be a mermaid.
He's gonna beat a manatee.
No, if I'm a fucking fat piece of shit manatee, I'm gonna raise a mermaid to get me all my cool shit.
So you're raising the mermaid.
Yeah.
Fucking the Mogwai, being the manatee, and selling the Mexican, of course. Give me all of the love right now.
You just had a wild ass underwater
going on.
Yeah.
Hey, I've seen The Shape of Water.
And
that,
like, Ariel, give me the fucking fish sticks.
That mer dude has a dick, and they show it. They actually sell it as a sex product, a fish dick.
Oh, that's
wild. Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about the movie The Shape of Water.
Yeah.
I don't know about The Shape of Water.
It's got a mushroom cup head, and it's shaped like it should fit your hand
if
for
anybody
some reason.
Tries to count
like
for
a
any
pistol
of them.
Grip.
We
it's shaped like crystal grip.
Lie,
y'all dipping?
People are out here selling weird shape of water dicks.
Yeah.
Like, we
yeah.
If that's a thing.
Yeah.
I'll return that favor.
If I'm getting canceled because I shove a gerbil on my ass.
Come on.
And a gram and a half of
Keeling.
Yeah. And lime pie.
Exciting.
Key lime.
Thank you, sir.
Pie.
Ooh, we got favors being returned. No, yeah, and he about to bring us weed up. He about to smoke some weed with him right now. That dude with the beard. Yeah. Yeah, we share. That's what happens when you share weed with other motherfuckers. They come and breed the experience.
And they get the giving spirit.
Yes. Because we're in a giving area of like, oh, we okay with these niggas. So let's give them my expensive
weed. That's hilarious. I love making
it. It's like, yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
We safe niggas. I like that.
God, it upsets me that because I agree wholeheartedly with you. Like every word you're saying, and I say it back in my head, like, oh, yeah. but then it almost wants to come out of my mouth. I was like, hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. We some giving N words, aren't we? Would you give out the world to another N-word? That N-word gets back to you.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah, I want to say it so much.
I appreciate the shit out of you guys. I miss you guys so much, man.
It is different
out in Texas. Oh, my God.
We was somewhere with...
you guys are funny.
We was somewhere with a white comic. He's cool. Fuck it, he don't care. We was out in Baton Rouge for Alex. And Alex was like, man, it hurts my feelings when people like, you call me a cracker, man. Did you know where that shit came from? I was like, nah, man, like the fucking saltines, right?
Not saltines.
Master cracker that whip on you.
Yeah.
This shit hurts my feelings. And I was like, one, oh my God.
Oh.
I thought it was
Learn something new that day. Nah.
Like a bunch of parrots.
I always wondered, like.
A bunch of parrot motherfuckers.
I always wondered, like, hey, you talking about crackers? Like, but fucking.
No.
Because, I mean, Jesus said, this is my body. Eat this.
She's stupid.
That's not it. That ain't all, none of that connected.
That's the blood of the Lord, right there.
The body of the Lord.
Yeah, the body of Christ. No.
I gotta say, even as the most racist white man that I know, that story about a white man crying, I was like, man, they called me cracker. That makes me feel so bad because I used to whip people back in the day.
That is. I used to hurt y'all.
That is the least sob story I've ever heard.
Nigga, you calling me an onomatopoeia? I don't feel right. No.
Hey.
Out of all things, I'm an onomatopoeia.
That's hilarious.
I can't believe you would say that I have a big dick. Why would you say that? You know it's normal to ever say.
Oh my God. Great. You guys are amazing. How long have we been on? Oh, 30 minutes. Okay. Okay, you guys. This is good. This is all I need.
That's been the last half?
Yeah, because the first half, it was a good half. It was a good strong half.
It was and strong then, half of game.
And then my lady fell. And then
my lady fell exactly 3 days ago coming out of a restaurant.
Oh.
And it was wild.
We got a choo-choo happening. Oh, just to let you know, I'm glad we got things going. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh. Did that just pop out like a Swiss Army knife? I like what happened. All right, everybody. This has been Tell Me a Joke. The guideline of chasing the dream. Thank y'all for listening.
Hey, you ever see Harlem Nights when they was shooting at Eddie Murphy when he was in that little room and it was like and my man went. No. It didn't go bow. It went. and it went. His shit is your shit is shit.
That's fine.
That's still
Yeah, I know.
I changed the sound. Did you hear what I did?
I did. I got a pew pew.
No. Not pew pew. I didn't say pew
pew. No, you didn't say pew pew.
I went. That's sniper.
That's that James Bond.
That's a silencer. Yeah, that's what you about to say.
I didn't fuck you over.
Golden gun.
I gave you three different gun sounds. I gave you three gun sounds.
Short round.
I gave you.
I appreciate
it. Yo, bro.
And
I appreciate you opening up for us.
Yeah.
That's the hardest spot to feel.
You still a sniper. You still an assassin.
As soon as you hit that.
Still an assassin.
That's when that body drops.
His shit just really loud.
Yeah.
His shit just really loud.
Yeah, really loud, sir.
Crowd ain't even ready yet.
Nope. You need earmuffs.
I'm glad to do it, man.
You need earmuffs.
Like, Leon, the professional over here.
That's a tough spot to pick.
I was great.
But you gotta get these motherfuckers attention.
I gotta get them in now.
Yeah. All right, everybody. This has been Corey Mack. This has been Kyron Highgrove. And Keegan Connell in the building.
You know what I mean?
Pull out game on, I don't know how to do it because he's got a kid.
No, it's whack.
Mine is on immaculate.
But also, I next time. Oh, wait. Tell them where they can find y'all. Shit, this is
Kyron Funny on Instagram.
There it is.
KyronFunny, no spaces, no underscores, because I know niggas be crazy and retarded.
Oh?
You can find me at my mom's house. Hanging stupid. Out on also, just Instagram, Keegan_Kardashian.
And the retarded part.
Is it really Keegan Kardashian? Until next time, everybody. Y'all have a good one. Keep it metal.